Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank McDonald now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. McDonald moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. McDonald moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. McDonald scores. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki misplays the ball. That's an error on Sahaki. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. McManus moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Shea moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sahaki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 3 in the game. Sahaki hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Bob Seeds. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Merv Shea. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-8, Athletics. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gooch now catching. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.